But because of what is going on in the social media, it's one instrument that is defining or redefining the psyche of the people. A lot of people listen to social media so much until sometimes we don't even know that social media has even evolved up to now AI, artificial intelligence. These days, when you are watching a film, a drama, whatever it is, look very well. They can use your image, they can use my image and my voice to say what I didn't say. So those of us who depend so much on social media, be very, very careful. They clone Tinubu's voice and say it was a phone call with somebody that was recorded, telling Nigerians that, yes, he didn't come to rule. He came so Nigeria will suffer. This is election time. Anything can happen. So be very, very careful. The ministers that are celebrated today, the ministers that are celebrated worldwide today, they are known as preachers of the word. If you don't know the truth, you will think a lie that is being spoken is the truth. If you don't know the truth. And the duty of the fivefold ministry, the true fivefold ministry that God has called, our duty, this is our duty. Ephesians chapter 4, listen very well. From verse 9.
Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles.
He gave some apostles.
And some prophets.
Listen.
And some evangelists.
Even this verse, a popular preacher, I'm learning not to call names. No. Because I understand that many of you don't like me calling names. And I don't like to. They say if your food will stumble a brother, you should not eat it. That's what the Bible talks. It's like many of you have stumbled when I call the name of your idols. I'm sorry. But this is why I want to talk. Now, yeah, kilo me talk. Now, this is the way he interpreted it. He said, he, God, gave some, that is, some churches. Some churches, he gave them apostles. And some churches, he gave them prophet. And some churches, he gave them evangelists, and some churches gave them pastors and some teachers. That is the meaning of this. No! It is the ministries, the believers. He gave gifts to some believers. Some, let's read on.
And he gave some apostles and some prophets. And some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers.
What did he give for?
For the perfecting of the saints.
How can one gift perfect any church? How can evangelists perfect any church? No. For what?
For the work of the ministry.
Which ministry? For the ministry of reconciliation, to reconcile sinners back to their Father.
For the edifying of the body.
Edifying of the body.
Till we all come in the unity of the
now,
faith.
This is where I am going.
And of the knowledge of the Son of God.
That is the purpose of the fivefold ministry.
Unto a perfect man. Unto the measure of the stature of the fullness
verse
of Christ.
Verse 14 is my emphasis.
That we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro. And carried about with
every wind of doctrine.
By the slayer of men and cunning craftiness
whereby the smartness of men,
whereby they lie in wait to deceive.
To do what?
To deceive.
To deceive. To deceive. I am looking at, again, a topic I titled the Rapture Watch, and in bracket, the end time signs. Now, we have spoken this in one way or the other, severally, because this ministry, we are raised up to gather people and prepare them for home going. Because we are now at the end time. When God causes you to locate this church, He's giving you opportunity to get yourself dressed as the bride for the soon coming of the bridegroom to take you home. We will continue to say it in various ways that will make you understand this better and better and position yourself. Just as Apostle Peter will say in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 10, 11, and 12.
Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, ye shall never fall. Uh-huh. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Now listen.
Wherefore, I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance.
Only sometimes.
Always in remembrance
always,
of these things.
Always in remembrance. Always in remembrance of these things.
Though ye know them.
Though you know them. Some of you know them.
And be established in the present
so
truth.
So that you be established in the present truth. What is the present truth? The present truth is that we are now at the end time of an agenda for salvation for the Gentile church. I will have to remind you so that you will take this thing seriously. We will not just be going to church. Jesus Christ was asked this question in Matthew 24, verse 1, 2, 3.
And Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things?
Don't see all these things, you are looking at it.
Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down.
Uh-huh.
And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us.
He asked three questions here.
When shall these things be?
Which things? The destruction of the temple, the destruction of Jerusalem. When will it be?
And what shall be the sign of thy coming?
Uh-huh. And what?
And of the end of the world.
The second question is my emphasis today.
And what shall be the sign
of thy
coming?
Because that is the next thing before every Christian now. And this coming is coming to take us home. And if you miss this rapture, there is no second chance anywhere. That is the danger. That's why we are screaming to the people. Don't let anybody say otherwise. If you don't make it in the rapture, forget it. You have no second chance. I don't know how to drum this for people to take their salvation more seriously than many of us do. I repeat, according to the scripture, verse 24, Luke chapter 13, Jesus Christ said this.
So strive to enter in at the straight gate.
Verse 23, because he was answering a question.
Then said one unto him, Lord, are there few that be saved? And he said unto them,
what did he say?
Strive to enter in at the straight
gate.
So
now, listen, my brother, what do you call it? Faith without works. Brother Hillary. Faith without works. Jesus says strife. Okay. So you are seeing the work now. Okay. Strife. To do what?
To enter in at the straight gate.
Uh-huh.
For many, I say unto you,
listen,
we seek to enter in and shall not be able.
Why?
When once the master of the house is risen up and has shut to the door.
Now listen. He is risen up. It means he's sitting somewhere. Where is he sitting for the past 2,000 years? He has been sitting on the seat of mercy, pleading for us till the last elect comes in, whose names are written in the book of life. When they come in, that is the fullness of the Gentiles. When that last one that he knows for known come in, he stands up and does what? He rises
up and has shut to the door.
Which door? His door, mercy is over. the door of salvation is closed.
And ye begin to stand without.
When they have gone, now you are here running up and down, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us. And what will he say?
And he shall answer and say unto you, I know you not whence ye are.
Because those he knows are those that he was dealing with. So when we tell you that anybody that tells you, teaches you otherwise, that there is still hope after the rapture, he is deceiving you. And these false teachers shall arise. Go back to that 24. What was his answer in verse 4?
And Jesus answered and said unto them,
what did he say?
Take heed that
take
no man deceive you.
The sign of thy second coming. What will be the sign? What was his answer?
Take heed that no man deceive
be
you.
Be careful that no man deceive you. Take heed that no man deceive you. Verse 5.
For many will come in my name, saying, I am
many
Christ.
Many will come, future, and that period is now.
Saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many.
And listen, shall... many. Who is the author of deceit? It's Satan. What will he use to deceive the people? Apostle Paul called it in 2 Corinthians chapter 11 that there is another Jesus that we present to you. That another Jesus, with that Jesus, it doesn't matter. He said, it doesn't matter, Jesus. There are pastors. There are pastors that are, it doesn't matter, pastors. Come the way you are. It's grace. It's not by works of righteousness, but by his grace alone. They love that. One of the apostles of grace, doesn't matter, is one prince, somebody. Derek also. One minister here picked his book one time. I was telling him, he said, Daddy, have you read this book? Because when you read it, if you fornicate, he teaches if you fornicate, God is not angry with you because you are not the one doing it. If you lie, it's not you because you are a new creature. It's your old person that is doing it. Grace. Hey. If you see me do anything, what did that man at the liquid Jew, what did he say? They put one picture. I hope it's the one that said. He said, my swag is what? How did he put it? My swag is filthy, but my spirit is clean. He's a pastor with large, they are bigger than Bride Assembly Church. All of them, Gen Z. Gen Z, Generation Z. What, where did they get that in Gen Z from? Oh, Gen Z Bell Generation. Gen Z, even Generation Z, what is the last alphabet? Is Z. So if you are Gen Z, you are the generation that is finished. Gen Z. He is wearing a ring, pastor. He plants his hair. He is a pastor. He is somebody's pastor. The mystery is deep. Can I tell you something? He is called by God. That is the mystery. That man is called by God. Anointed. His own anointing is not to heal the sick. He's anointed with his mouth. To speak grammar, motivational speaking. And this is that anointing that people are looking at. He is called to separate those. Oh, I don't have time for that today. Those who don't want the truth, he will give them that pastor. Go and listen to the message I preached, the spirit of delusion. I preached another sermon, deceived by God. For those who don't like listening to truth, the Bible says so. Read it from verse 7, 2 Corinthians chapter 2, up to verse 12. Read it.
2 Thessalonians chapter 2, from verse 7.
Read it.
For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he will not let it to let until he be taken out of
the
way.
And that is the Holy Ghost. That is the Holy Ghost.
And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness.
Listen from verse 10.
And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness.
In them that are ordained to perish.
Because they received not the love of the truth.
This one is not unbelievers outside, though. Those who say they are Christians, but yet they have no love for truth.
That they might be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion.
God will give them a delusion, a spirit.
That they should believe a lie.
That will make them to be believe. Somebody is speaking lie, but they are believing the lie. It's God that is causing them to believe that lie. So that
they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but add
so
pleasure.
That in believing that truth, that lie, they will believe the lie and then end up in hell. Why? Because the Bible says time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. But they will heap to themselves teachers. With what? Itching ears. That's why I said the mystery is deep. Because according to Matthew chapter 13 and verse 30, the seeds that are planted,
let both grow together.
Let both the wheat and the tares grow
together until the harvest.
Until end time. The harvest is the end time.
And in the time of harvest,
in the end time,
I will say to the reapers,
God will say to the reapers,
gather ye together first the tares, and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn.
Go to the interpretation of that. Verse 36.
Then sent Jesus the multitude away and went into the house, and his disciples came unto him, saying, declare unto us the parable of the tares of the field.
Now, listen very well.
He answered and said unto them, he that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man.
Who is the Son of Man? The Lord Jesus Christ.
The field is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom, but the tares are the children of the wicked
one. And they are all planted in the same church.
The enemy that sowed them is the devil.
It's the devil that's keeping all these people in the church.
The harvest is the end of the world, and the angels are the reapers are the angels.
Now listen.
As therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so shall it be in the end of this world.
What will happen?
The Son of Man shall send forth his angels. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels.
Who is sending them?
The Son of Man.
To do what?
And they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend and them which do iniquity.
And you do know where that is and what will happen to them?
And shall cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth.
That is the seventh parable in Matthew 13 verse 47.
Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a net that was cast into the sea and gathered of every kind.
Gathered all manner into the church.
Which when it was full, they drew to shore and sat down.
And what will happen next?
And gathered the good into vessels.
Separation.
But cast the bad away.
Separation. Matthew 3 verse 11 and verse 12. The ministry of Jesus.
I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance.
Yes.
But he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire.
Now listen to verse 12.
Whose fan is in his
what
hand?
What do you use a fan for? To blow breeze. To blow breeze. If they go find fine property now. You don't go sleep. Oh. If they go find property, no, you don't go sleep. Oh. I don't want to call your name. Maybe property agent. Sister, God bless you. Oh, okay. Oh, were you here last night? Ah, sleep. If you were here last night, you can sleep. Anybody when no come visit here, sister, and you sleep, you will stand up and start doing coordinator work till we close. So watch all of them. Anybody sleeping, just say, excuse me, were you here last night? Coordinator, they hear me? If he said no, I know, so say, stand up. Come on, your tag, give him. This thing we're saying is what defines some of us, our faith. That is what we call ourselves end time message believers. He says, our eyes of understanding, he has opened up at last. And sweet victory is ours. We are chained down in the past. Through Jubilee has sounded. And we have responded to our God. Who's original? The first end time sign is to raise these people that will separate the wheat from the tares. Such people will not endure sound doctrine. That's why they can never be in this church. They are never comfortable in this church. You invite them to come here, they will tell you, Kai, God did that in our church. Bet that your pastor is a bit criticized too much. That your pastor, take it easy now. This, but there is another church there with the pastor, where Pam is here. Now that kind of church they go like. Some of them, we see them. Praise the Lord. For everybody will go as it is written of him. Pastor, does it mean that everybody in Brother Assembly Church is a wheat? No. It's not just by the assembly you worship. It's also by their fruit who we know them. So they are everywhere. After all, did you know here that God was having a meeting in heaven and Satan came there? Now, Brother Assembly, they're not going to come. They're everywhere. But by their fruit, ye shall know them. They are there to choke the true believers with their carnality. They are the ones that when you jam them, you think fish in a fish. You don't know there are some fish, and they call them electric fish. Fish is not fish, oh. I will make you fishers of men, fishers of men. There are some fish. When you gather them, you think say they are fish, not fish, until you touch them, then you go know, say, this one, electric fish. How do we know them? I was shocked. When I saw this sister wear trouser, paint her face, and put, I was shocked. No, but electric fish, they shock person. Electric fish. And they are quick to say, I am bride, I am bride, I am bride. Praise the Lord. Whatever I'm saying, false preacher, verse 23, is an end time sign. Matthew 24.
Then, if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. For there shall arise false Christ and false prophets.
Yes.
And shall show great signs and wonders.
Yes.
In so much that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect.
Behold,
I have told you before. Uh-huh. Wherefore, if they shall say unto you, behold, he is in the desert, don't go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers, believe it not.
Listen. Study. Brethren, study. I no go Bible school. Oh. Now study at the study, they know these things. So. There are some scriptures, when you read them, by the time you finish, for the next 1 hour, you are not yourself. How that is very easy to miss it. Very, very easy to miss it. Jesus was in the temple when he was age 12. His parents thought after the ceremony that he was with them. For 3 days, they assumed that Jesus was with them. 3 days before they got to know that Jesus was not with them. Ensure your salvation. Don't assume your salvation. Always give diligence to make your calling and election sure. There is an activity that is going on now in the Church of Jesus Christ. The watchmen are warning their people. And that's exactly what I am doing now. He spoke about false prophets. Now listen, anytime they say false prophet, what goes to your mind is the type of prophets you see in Bride Assembly. That one is very, very easy to know that one. That one cannot deceive anybody because that one is straightforward. It's straightforward. Even the Bible said in verse 20 of Deuteronomy chapter 18. Deuteronomy chapter 18, how to identify a true prophet.
But the prophet which shall presume to speak a word in my name, which have not commanded him to speak, or that shall speak in name of other gods, even that prophet shall die.
Now listen.
And if thou saying that, how shall we know the word which the Lord has
how
not spoken?
How will you know that this is what God has spoken or not?
When a prophet speaketh in the name of the Lord, if the thing follow not nor come to pass, that is the thing which the Lord has not spoken. But the prophet has spoken it presumptuously. Thou shalt not be afraid.
So it's very easy to identify this one. But there is this word, prophet, that is also referred to as teacher. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1.
But there were false prophets also
in
among
the wilderness journey, in the Old Testament wilderness journey, there were false prophets also among the people.
Even as there shall be false teachers.
There shall be false what?
Teachers.
So who are we? Who will do what?
Who privilege are bringing damnable heresies?
What is a damnable heresy? It's a teaching that if you believe it will lead you to hell. Damnable heresies. Even denying the Lord that brought them and bring upon themselves swift destruction. So what are we to watch out for now at the end time? More. It's not people who say they see vision. No. It's people who are saying that they are teachers. Apostles. And unknown to you, verse 13 of 2 Corinthians chapter 11. 2 Corinthians chapter 11.
For such a false apostle.
False apostle that preach another Jesus, another gospel, another spirit.
Deceitful workers.
Deceitful workers.
Transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ.
And can you see? It's not Christ that appointed them or this very group. They're the one that transformed themselves. They were motivational speakers that go to companies and organizations to motivate their workers. That is their job. That is their career. Sweet tongue, fiend words. Then they go there and they pay them. Suddenly, they found words of wisdom in the scriptures, in the Bible. Then they decided to change their areas of concentration, their audience, and then they became apostles. That is the meaning of transform. Do you know the meaning of trans? That means they were somewhere. Then they themselves transferred their audience. Came to the church. What did he call them?
Deceitful. Again, for such are false apostles, deceitful workers.
They are what?
Deceitful workers. Transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ.
One of the groups. Hallelujah. But he added, no marvel.
And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light.
And he has ministers.
Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also.
He has ministers. See, Satan has ministers. His ministers are not celebrity ministers. They are not Lumba, white garment. They are not. They are not the one. His ministers are in Pentecostal churches. That's where you find them. I didn't say every Pentecostal preacher is a minister of Satan. The rest, they can't deceive anybody. The rest, they can't deceive. It is in this last age, end time, that you are now hearing an office being elevated. Apostle. Were you hearing apostle in some years past? You're only hearing reverend doctor, and Mount Zion, and pope, and reverend doctor, and the general overseer. But suddenly, a crop of motivational speakers arose and appointed themselves the apostles of Jesus Christ. And let me at this juncture stress this. Please tap your neighbor and say, listen to the pastor. I hear you. Tap your neighbor. Tap your neighbor. Say, listen to the pastor. There are two things I want to say. Listen very well. Number one, don't validate any ministry by your gift. A brother came on last Friday and told me, during when I was counseling him, I saw the wife sitting over there. And with his wife, anywhere I go, the first thing I do is, I have the gift, I'll tell God, reveal the pastor to me. Reveal the pastor to me. Anywhere I go, that's how I know whether that place of God. Now, just carry my Bible, I will just come out to go. Listen, and when I came to Brother Assembly, so number of years, sister, so that they will know I'm telling the truth. Where are they? Brother Victor, the name of your husband is Victor. Is Victor here? Now you be this. He don't come today. Okay. That's she here, that's she there. So that they will know I'm telling the truth. You were there when he was telling me. He said, when he came here, that he asked God, reveal this man, this Pastor Moses told me, not to go into the details, but God revealed to him that he called me. Now listen, but I say it, that you, all those people that are in those, it doesn't matter churches, God revealed to them that is their pastor. You are hearing me now. They see, like you see Pastor Moses in your dream. They see their pastors in the dream ministering to them. They even say, the God of our pastor, Reverend Dr. Olu. I didn't say Olu Mide. Olu. And then we pray and something will happen. They mention the God of their church. God of church. You are hearing me? And that God will appear. Listen. The spirit that is working in that man, including that woman of God that is your pastor, the spirit that is working with him will, because it's a ministry to keep certain group of people, it is the spirit that is appearing to you to validate the person's call. If not, do you think they will stay there? It is dangerous. Number two, the story that somebody tells you, I was sitting down doing, the Lord first told me I should go and do 40 days dry fasting. No food, no water, 40 days. I nearly died. The last day, there was earthquake. The whole host of heaven came. And Jemake was there. Prophet Daniel was there. Everybody was there. And they came to me. And they told me that I am anointing you and commissioning you with an apostolic ministry. And from that day, he changed his name from that motivational speaker to apostle. Now every day he's telling you the story of how he's a product of multiple anointing. They do everything to look great by doing whatever they do to connect to people you believe are great men of God. They become their sons. And they adopt them as their father. And they submit. And during great programs, you see them sitting down together with those great men of God. That one is called bishop, while him is called apostle. That is the problem with the ministry of William Branham. I said it yesterday in the rapture watch before the whole world. He's a vindicated prophet. What is it that vindicates a servant of God? Your own dream that you have? Was I there? So you will tell me, God, say I should come. And he's going to, you are the one that God is saying that he will use now as the last prophet to this age. If you don't follow me, you will never go to heaven. I was Sabino Kanyo. Sunset Mountain. In the mountains of Arizona. And a big sword came to me, literally. And the voice said, that is the sword of the king. And told him that my, and then somebody said, tell me, yesterday, if some of you listened to me, tell me any other preacher in this age that's had that vindication. I was reading it. I thought the sword remained, so that we shall all come and see the sword. But he said, after the sword disappeared. Who was there as his witness? Nobody. That is his own experience. And they said, that is the vindication. No man on earth has had that vindication. And they are killing themselves over that man's ministry. But I replied them yesterday. I said, his own now sword he received. Has William Branham drank tea with God before? Did you not hear one chio that said he drank tea with God? Did you not hear? Did Jeremiah, Daniel, who again, Elijah?
Isaiah.
Come to have meeting with William Branham. But there's a chio here that said they always come to him. He has a meeting with them. Not vision, no. Then they appear, then they come, then they talk to them. William Branham don't reach that stage. What makes you great is the testimony. I was sleeping. The angel tapped me and opened a screen. And I saw, Pastor Moses, I have called you. You are the one that will lead the bride to the rapture. There you are killing yourself over me. I will come and say it today. You are killing yourself. Anybody will touch me, you're ready to kill the person. That is the type of followership we have. in the Christian faith today. Don't use anybody's dream to make a doctrine in any form. Don't make anybody be validated by his personal experiences that he's narrating to you. The pillar of fire that was in the wilderness, that pillar of fire that was in the wilderness, it was no photograph. It was real. And it's not Moses that told the story. Moses did not tell the story of the Red Sea parting. Those who went through it, they told the story. Those who saw the cloud in the wilderness, they told the story. Those who saw the pillar of fire, they saw it because they were in the journey. When he moved, they moved. When he stopped, they stopped. It was not Moses that was telling them. Why are you so much against the ministry of William Branham? I am not against the ministry of William Branham. I am against the ministry of every false prophet. If you hate me for it, it's your business. I have freedom. If you are free to tell people, I am the last prophet of this age, I should be free to tell you, you're a liar. Listen, church, we are not politicians. We are Christians. The anointing that is in this age will not be a pampering anointing. It's an evening light. If you will go, don't hinder me. Come out of harm, my people. Don't use anybody's testimony. They come to me always. People come to me because I promote gifts. They come and tell me stories. I gave the story of somebody, a sister, some years back, who told me that she was the prophetess in one church. She was this. In fact, there was the person that died that she prayed came back to life. And people began to troop to that church. And something happened. He got angry and stopped going to church. The pastor has not rested. Before the Lord told her that she should come to a bride. But she was here before she left too. Then she came back now. And so she wants to come in and occupy position as a prophetess. I said, oh, wonderful. And I said, that's very good. So God use you like that. HIV gone, cancer gone, anytime she prays, blah, blah, blah. As God will have it, the next week somebody came to see me with HIV. We don't reach AIDS. I say, there is somebody that will handle it. So I called her. She pray. The next day she came to me, Daddy, the deaf people call you. They told me that the man has started eating. I said, oh, praise God. Let me eat. We won't make the man eat. We won't make him heal. 3 days after, the man died. That is how we know them. They come to me. One day, another one came from Onitsha. One vigil like that. He said that the Lord said he should come and tell the church. I said, tell the church what? God has called him that he's the voice that the bride should listen to. Then I told him that God sent you here for deliverance. Praise the Lord. So I told him, did you know who you were coming to meet when you left Onitsha? Think I'm here to play with people's souls. When he came, he sat down. I didn't just wait in the office. I came to the pulpit here. I said, where is the man? You see him there. I said, you are possessed. That's how he disappeared. I don't see him again. Amen. Your testimony is your testimony. Do you know what I receive from God that is giving me the confidence to talk the way I'm talking? Do you think a man will just stand up and be talking like that if he doesn't have something that he's holding on to? Do you know what God told me? It's not for you. It's for me. It's not for you. It's for me. And I don't have to share it with you for anything. It is a guide for me and my ministry. So if anybody say, this is who God is saying, God is saying that, that God will use me to do this, God will use me to do this. Don't worry. When he begins to use you, that we tell you shall be confirmed. But if you think I'm going to make you a minister in this church because you told me that when you were... It cannot be you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Because here we promote gifts so people will come. We allow gifts to operate. So all manner of people smuggle and come in. And most of those who do that, they have food and they find to eat. There are those that come and mess it up. And in this ministry, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God has given us discernment. We know. My emphasis, as we look at this science of the end, I'm taking it in the Rapture Watch series. And because many of you don't watch us, when I take it on Saturday, on Sunday again, I will come and take it. These things I'm saying is what I said yesterday. And we had many calls from all over.
That's right.
People were calling and thanking God for making them connect to this ministry. Watch out for false teachers. One of the signs that we have, one of the false teachers that taught a damnable heresy is one man at Uyo. He has been saying them, but the particular thing he spoke that's gone viral, he's saying that the present day Israel, that occupy Israel now, that they are not the real Jews, they are not the real Israel. That God has finished with that. Now the Israel of God is the church. And he's saying it, being a motivational speaker. They have feared words. I remember that he's a doctorate of degree holder, degree in philosophy, power 2, according to him. That is, he had double PhD in philosophy and something else. And I thank God for that. He must be very, very brainy. There are some of us here, even certificate we don't get. So he's great. His doctor. Me, I be ordinary brother or pastor. And everybody's calling him. Bloggers are calling him. While these same bloggers are begging me to feature me, I am refusing. They apply to go there because they want to be popular. I can show you letters that they write to me. They want me to come and interview me.
That's right.
Why do you refuse? Do you know every year they offer me honorary doctorate degree so that I will change my name to become Reverend Dr. Moses Alu. I told them, thank you very much for recognizing me. Amen. But my degree will not be offered by any man. When we get up there, I'll be given. Praise the Lord. Pastor Olumide, one of the ministers, during the ministers' conference, wanted to take a teaching. And he said, the title of the teaching, thank God he informed me before he went. I don't know if you remember. want them to know who is Pastor Moses Alu.
Yes, yes, sir. True.
He's going to tell the ministers who I am and the great things and the great ministry that I have, the great this. And I told Pastor Lugo and tell that brother to stop it.
Yes, sir. You did.
Hallelujah. When I am dead, then you can announce my legacy. What if after saying all that, I can't fall by the way? It's wrong. It's a spirit of idolatry that was smuggling. The person was doing it sincerely, having his eyes open through my ministry. He wants everybody, don't take this man lightly. He's saying something. But that is how the spirit of idolatry smuggles in. And before you know what, attention is shifted from Jesus, the master, to his servant. It's wrong. Don't write any book about me when I'm alive. When I am gone, then reflect on how I lived my life. Not when I am still alive and the devil, you don't even know where we end. Because many of them started right, but ended wrongly. Allow me first, don't distract me. Don't make my head swell up unnecessarily. Leave me to remain humble as I am, to serve my master in a humble way. Humble way. I was quarreling with Pastor Olu in the office. I said, they stand for too long. May we reduce the number of time where they stand, hours. May we share them with you. You know, agree. You see them? I said, may we share this hour where they stand every time for hours. You are younger, take longer one. Let me take shorter one. He still refused. Please, who's going to help me beg him? Praise the Lord. I start too much. The emphasis is getting too much on me. There's nothing I can do here that people sitting down there cannot do better. There's nothing. And it's not the number of hours that stand that make me be the pastor of this church. Praise the Lord. We are showing you the way now. I'm trying to reformat your brain. That those things that you consider so high, those people that you do like, it's packaging. God didn't package them like that. And then they package them themselves like that. And so, next Sunday, God willing, I will come and prove to you by the Bible that those Jews that are there, they are the Jews of the Bible, the descendants of Abraham. Contrary to what that man is saying. We are watching for his coming in the clouds of heaven.
Press over, pray the honor.
The coming back of Israel to her promised land is number one end time sign. This evidence is rounding up with us. It will soon come back to them. And people are there not knowing what is going on. Everything going on in the middle is in the Bible. We will see it next Sunday. Can we stand up? Let everybody be anointed. And then I will bless you, and then we will close.